Welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Kanazawa family, in memory of Kinji and Shin Kanazawa. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Mo'ili'ili Honganji Mission. Good morning, Reverend Umitani.
Good morning. At the first three Sunday services in the month of August, I shared the Jodo Shinshu teachings through the life and the poems of Misuzu Kaneko. For those of you who could not join in the services, I'd like to share some of her poems this morning with my personal reflections. Misuzu Kaneko was born on April 11, 1903, and lived at Senzaki in Yamaguchi Prefecture, Japan, at where Jodo Shinshu Buddhist tradition is very strong traditionally. She was known for her poetry for children. She has composed more than 500 poems, through which she teaches us the importance of cultivating kindness, empathy, and compassion toward all living things. The first poem that I'd like to share this morning is entitled Kujira Hoe. I'd like to read both Japanese and English. Kujira Hoe wa haru no kure, umi ni tobiu o toreru koro, hama no otera de naru kane ga 揺れて水面を渡るとき、村の漁師が羽織着て浜のお寺へ急ぐとき、沖でクジラの子が一人、その鳴る鐘を聞きながら、死んだ父様母様を恋し恋しと泣いてます。海の表を鐘の音は、海のどこまで響くやら。Whale Memorial。The Whale Memorial Service is at the end of spring, the time of the flying fish harvest. When the bell at the seaside temple is struck, it is sound rippling across the water. The village fishermen, in their best clothes, hurry for the temple on the shore. While alone in the open sea, a whale child weeps in longing for it is dear dead father and mother. How far the bell resounds across the waters. So that was the poem entitled Whale Memorial. So my personal reflection on this poem is that many fishermen at Senzaki engaged in the whaling industry. They've been holding this memorial service for the whales at the seaside temples for more than 320 years. Misuzu saw this event from a different perspective, from the perspective of a baby whale. Misuzu heard the temple bell as the voice of a baby whale crying, "I miss my parents." Misuzu had such a kind heart to be able to stand on the whale's position. Buddhism teaches us that all beings are children of the Buddha. We all suffer and we all cry when we lose our loved ones. Misuzu had such a kind heart, like the heart of the Buddha, extending empathy and compassion toward the sufferings of living things in the ocean. Jodo Shinshu is the teaching to learn the great compassion of the Buddha and to endeavor to become a person who sincerely wishes and moves forward for the happiness of others. The second poem that I'd like to share is entitled Tsuchi, Dirt. Kotsun kotsun utareru tsuchi wa yoi hatake ni natte yoi mugi umu yo. 朝から晩まで踏まれる土は良い道になって車を通すよ。 打たれぬ土は、踏まれぬ土はいらない土か。いえいえ、それは名のない草のお宿をするよ。 Dirt Thwack, thwack Dirt struck with a hoe Makes a good field for wheat to growDirt trod on from morning to night makes a good road for carts to travel on. What about dirt not struck nor trod on? Is it useless? No, it's where all the nameless grasses find a home. So my personal reflection on this poem, Dirt, is thatSome dirt serves as soils for vegetables to grow, and some dirt serves as roads for carts. But even dirt not struck nor trod on has a purpose. It can be a home for nameless grasses. In the same manner, each of us have our own place and responsibility in relation to the people around us.And together, we create our society. Sometimes you may feel, I am worthless. But this poem pushes our back warmly. It teaches us that my life is shining. So does your life. So does the lives of all the people and all the living things in this world. It teaches us that we all have a potentialto become a home for someone or something. Isn't it wonderful if what we do provides someone with joy, comfort, and courage to move forward? Namo Amida Butsu is our spiritual home that nurtures our hearts and minds. The last poem that I'd like to share this morning is entitled Fushigi.私は不思議でたまらない。黒い雲から降る雨が銀に光っていることが。私は不思議でたまらない。青い桑の葉食べている蚕が白くなることが。私は不思議でたまらない。誰もいじらぬ夕顔が一人でパラリと開くのが。私は不思議でたまらない。誰に聞いても笑ってて当たり前だ。ということが。 Wonder, I wonder why the rain that falls from black clouds shines like silver. I wonder why the silkworm that eats green mulberry leaves is so white. I wonder why the moonflower that no one tends blooms on its own. I wonder whyEveryone I ask about these things laughs and says, Atarimae, that's just how it is. My personal reflection of this poem, Wonder, Fushigi, is that the Japanese word, Atarimae, is frequently used to state that something is obvious. It is so obvious that it should be clearly understood.Or known by everyone. Atarimae often contains negative or pessimistic perspectives. You take things for granted, and you may even criticize or look down on those who say something atarimae. In our daily lives, we take many things for granted as atarimae. To see rainfall,To see flowers bloom, to have a meal together with family members, etc. We tend to take those daily things as atarimae, and we don't find them as something wonderful or precious. However, what we are experiencing in our daily lives is not something we can just love and say, that's just how it is.In reality, they are extraordinary and thus should be cherished and appreciated. Buddha taught us that lives are impermanent and interconnected. Buddha taught us that we are living this unrepeatable moment thanks to the countless causes and conditions. Buddha taught us to live this wonderful gift of life in joy and gratitude with Namo Amida Butsu. I hope you enjoyed listening to the poems of Misuzu Kaneko. Thank you very much for your attention. Please place your hands together in gassho. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Umitani, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, September 19th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom Autumn Equinox service will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Moiliilihonganji Mission. In case you haven't heard, Moiliilihonganji Mission is having a Kalua Pork fundraiser. Get your 1 pound Kalua Pork for $10. Call the Moiliilihonganji Mission office at 946-1649 to order. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Kanazawa family, and our speaker, Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Moiliilihonganji Mission. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Richard Tennis of Kahului-Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.